Okay, let's maybe just go back a line to the bottom of Yud Bet and Bet, then we'll go to Yud Gimel and Aleph. So the Mishnah had said that if you give a gift, it doesn't create the chiyuv, because mecher is not like matan is like not like mecher. Say ulukot lecha esrim te'inim mishali. If you tell someone go get 20 figs from my tree, va'ani mamale krezi mishalcha, and I will in return have as much as I want from your tree. Hamamale krezo patur, the one who isn't eating according to a specific number. Is patur. He doesn't have to give my servo. So then the Gemara says, okay, so why? Why is it the specific amount is magical? So Ribon Brachia by Komir Bizervena, the Mochalachad Achad Bershoda Kol Patur. I don't understand. Why can't he just eat it one at a time? As the Marafolda notes here, right, there's two factors here. One is it has to be in Rashuda Rabim. Plomar Makom Shishrut Lakol Lafuke Chatzer by it, meaning non Bayit chotzer, because then you'd have riyat b'nei bayit, and you can only eat one at a time, based on the discussion that we have later, that when you're taking two at a time, so then that's considered a type of kviyot. So Amar Lai, yeah, you're right, he can. So hacha lama uchayiv. So then why in this case does it sound like we didn't say that? We said that if you have 20, or you have from 20, so then you automatically Chayav. So Amar Lei b'metzareif. It's not a case where he has one at a time. It's where he's eating more than one at a time, and that's why he's chayav. Im b'metzareif afil m'malit kresu yichayav. Ve'ino asur mishum chalifin. So he says, wait a second, I don't understand. If he's eating more than one, so then the reason then he'd be chayav even in the case where he's filling his stomach. Right, and right. Furthermore, as we saw, right, kinyan is one of the things that's koveh, and one of those is going to be chalifin. Right, chalifin is going to be an exchange. So then the other one should be chayiv as well. Right, because this would be a sale. Right, because again, trade is no different than a regular kinyan. So, right, this is a form of kinyan. Now he's eating them, right? How could he be eating them, especially having more than one? So, Amar of Shammai in lo chalifin. It's not chalifin. It's not considered a kinyan. Shalat kavin isha zeh lages libo sheochal. Because when he said he'd fill his stomach, he was just trying to make him feel comfortable to eat the 20, but he really wasn't going to take in return. But he wanted to embarrass him. And therefore, it's a matana. So even if he does end up eating it, it's a gift, right? I give you 20. The other one, if you want, I'll take whatever I want. But the one who was promised 20, right, and let him fill his stomach, from his perspective, it is a kinyan, right? So for the one who was promised the specific amount, it is a kinyan. For the one who was promised to fill his stomach, it's just, you know, he only entered into this to get the other guy to be comfortable taking it. It's not really. So the one who fills his stomach is patur, and the one who has the 20 is going to be chayev b'mitzareif. Now there is a question whether the Grah thinks that it's the recipient's kavana that determines whether it's a gift. The Marikoroko says it's the giver's. And so he said, understands the opposite way, that when one received 20, he agreed to accept them only to make the other one feel comfortable eating as much, but he intended for the stomachful to be a gift. But the one filling his stomach agreed to give 20 as an exchange for eating as much as he wants. So since the guy filling his stomach was given a gift, with a 20, when the one who got the 20 was given as an exchange, so the one who eats the stomach full is potter, and the one who eats the 20 is chayev. Right, so it comes up basically to the same. Now, according to both of these, the halacha is as the Braita originally says, that where they combine the produce by taking more than one at a time, the one who fills the stomach is still patur because it's not kavua, and the one who eats a specific amount is chayev. And that is, in fact, the position of the Raifid in Maaser Hey, right, where he says, however, the Rambam seems to say differently. That the stam is then both of these are pater, and it sounds like in both of them, if they're mitzaref, so then they are chayev, right? This is not a kinyan according to, it's not a mecha according to any of them, according to anyone. All that matters is mitzaref. Now, why, where, how does the Rambam get this? So there are different possibilities here in the Mefarshim. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah, for example, and he is followed here by the Rosh Cirilio, by the Pnei Moshe Mar Fulda. So he says as follows, that when Reb Zera says that the Mishnah is dealing with a case where the person getting it combined it, the Gemara says right, meaning that this is the Braita is being rejected. Right, so if you look at the submissions, Mefarish Rabin Dechi Amar Imbe Mitzaref Afil Malay Kresu Yechayv Solik Bekasha, that he left it as a question of Komdina. Shem Tirev Zeveze Chayovim Vim Lo Tirev Zeveze Pturim. So when the Gemara then says Osir Mishum Chalipin, isn't it Osir because it was an exchange? So the Gemara is saying, right, meaning shouldn't they automatically be chayev, even if it's not combined because of the kviut of mecher? And to that, the Gemara says, no, because it was just gifts, right? Both parties are planning on giving gifts. And that's it, right? So you look, the Rosh Cirilio here. And he says, right, the Horesha Sefa Kaimov Mai Demuki Sefa take Tuki Resha, Lomashana Lake of Shneim Turim and Lotirfo, Vim Tirfo Vahlu, Shneim Chayavin, Vachin Parish, Ha Rambamzal. And again, the Marfolda says it as well. Right, and then on the Chalipin one, he says, "Lo nitkavnu kan lachalipin." He says, "Lo haya omer shemalek reisa rakade lagis levavosh yochala haesrim shem gam ani memalei kreisim yishalchava emet monatanu hu notein lo velo haya kan chalipin klal." Right, the problem here is that what's Yotze is that you're chayev, according to this, by if you did a kinyan even without being even being mitzarif, even if you have one at a time. However, the simple pshat is that it's not the case, that if it's before Gemar Malacha and you bite, you're still allowed to eat it one at a time. Second is that the conclusion here would be that in Matana, you'd actually be chayiv b'mitzaref, but the is the sefer in your notes. It's not how we paskin. So the Mikdash David says that what we must be talking about here is not one at a time, right? Not one at a time, but a lot at a time that you're having an achilat keva, and that's why you are you're chayiv. Right, meaning one at a time, you're right. But here, he's talking about, right, if you look at Bnei Moshe, for example, he says, V'loket kol ha'esrim te'enim biyachad, v'al zehik shalo b'mitzarif ayri, etc. right? Meaning that this is not just you're having two, right? You're right. Just having two, you wouldn't be chayiv here. But if you're having 20 at a time, so then already you are chayiv, right? That is kviut. Now the Mari Korkas is a very complicated read here, where he agrees that for one of them, the Mamai Kreso is Pater because it's a Matana, but he thinks that the Ochel B'Minyan is Pater because it was Lo Magil Legoren. But so even though they're parallel, they're not parallel. Okay, there's obviously a lot that we could do, but let's continue. So Tzei V'Lakot L'Cha Esrim Te'inim Mishali. So if he says, go and get 20 figs from my tree, Ochel Kedarko can eat them normally, V'Pater is Pater. Umaleh Takalkala. But if he tells him to fill the basket, so Lo Yochal Ad She'aser. So then, right, that we're talking about. Acha, you can't even eat arai, and it is pater. During chayef, now it still might be d'may, because he may have been mafresh for him. Now the version of this in the Bavli in Eruv and Lamed Bet is different, and the Tosefta. There it says, "Ha'omer l'chaver tzei l'kot l'cha te'inim mitenati ochem and arai ma'asron v'adai." Because have some figs, we can eat them arai. But if he wants to eat them keva, he has to give it. He has to treat it as v'adai, not as demai. Malei l'cha kalkala ze te'inim mitenati ochem and arai ma'asron demai. If he tells him fill the basket. So then he can eat arai, but if he gives his miser, it's demai. Now Rashi says the difference is very simple: is in the first case he didn't give him an amount, and therefore he's probably not going to be he's not going to be mafresh. So therefore it is going to be vadai, vadai tevel. Second one where he tells him how many to pick, right? He gives him an amount, so then he will be he might have been mafresh on his behalf. Now this doesn't work according to the Yerushalmi's version because in the Girsa of the Yerushalmi, the first one says a number. It says 20 figs. So Marafolda says it must be that the first case that it was before Gemara Maestra. It was before Gemara Malacha. But he quotes Rashi. Is it gears of a sirva chalanu? The after the fires came. Dim came reishanami. The near the fires should be the amar lay. Say umalei lechal kagav hukbu kiznan, etc. If you also lechem on arai master on demai, right? By sorry, it's by saying. Again, this is his sheet that if you say that you're going to be chayev, so it'll be chayev. Now the Rashi really the Nevoshet just changed the girsa, and therefore they don't have this problem. Now the Gemara says b'med dvar ma'murim ba'am aretz. This is only by an am aretz. Aval bechaver. Ochel ve'no tzarech la'aser, divrei Rebbe. You don't have to give because of the chazaka that a chaver is ein motzi mitachat yodo davar she'eino mitukan. He wouldn't have given you something that isn't mitukan. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer b'me dvar mamurim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, wait a second, b'maretz, right? Aval b'chaver mitachat vade, opposite extreme. Shalom nech shadu chaver and litrom shalom min hamukaf. Because a chaver would never give shalom min hamukaf. And therefore he wouldn't have given. Right? Therefore he wouldn't have given the truma the meiser because it wouldn't give the truma because it wasn't mukaf. Now, why is this, right? What's the nature of mukaf? So this is a machloket Rishonim. Right, so what's the reason for mukaf? Is it daraita? Is it derabanan? So you look at So according to most Rishonim, it's a din d'oraita. Right, this is the position of Tosfot, Ramban, Ritva, and the drasha is Mikol Chalbo and Mikdasho Mimenu. You take it from it. Or the Graz Gir says, "V'nachshav lachem chumatchem kidgan min a goren min a yekev," that you give it when it's samuch to the goren. Now the Rambam quotes mukaf in two separate halachot. One place is ein truma truma gedolim min a mukaf. Da da da. V'mishlo min chumato truma. But in halachachav he says that. Trumat Meiser Mafrishna Shalom and Amukav Shenemar Mikol Mazakom Tar Rimu Truma. The Tamidi Chum Main Tar Milam and Amukav Filo Trumat Meiser. So we see it does seem to some okay. I won't go too much into the Rambam. Now some of the Rishonim assume that it's a in the Rambam, right? Why does he hold it? It's only it's lechatchila stuff like that. So according to Radbaz, it's because it's only midirabban. It's an asmachta. The Ravid though says that it's a derabbanan. Rashi says that the reason of minamukaf is because maybe the stuff that you want to be mafresh isn't be'en, and that's what you have to be worried about. Okay, we could get bogged down in this sugya for forever. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe, Roa Nia Dvaraim, Idi Rishim Ben Gamliel. I think I'm more right than Rishim Ben Gamliel, because mutav shiritru mazol minamukaf lo achalam meharetz tivalet. That even though chaverim don't normally give shalman amukaf, in this case they would, because if the person picking the produce is not maretz, so then the owner is the problem. So he could either separate it shalman amukaf, or he could worry that the person who's picking it is going to violate and have tevel, and therefore he will be mafresh, because. He allows violating the smaller iser to avoid the larger iser, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. Now this is a very very big sugya. Right, the Gemara says that, just to give you some of the background, right, the Gemara says in the case of the Nisra Durabban of Rudiyat Apat, right, taking bread down from the oven, right, if you know, like the old ovens. But on the other hand, if you let something bake on Shabbat, you do be chayev mita, be bishul, afiyah. So the Gemara says that you can't take down the bread just to prevent someone from sinning, because ain omrim ladam chate kadesh yizkeh. Chavercha. Now, the Ritva actually. So how do you deal with it? That here it seems like you can't. So the Ritva there gives one possibility that maybe it's mutter to do. It's just you can't be told to do it. But there are many different shitot in Rishonim. So for example. One sheet done Rishonim is that it depends. If you were the one who caused the other person to do the Esser, so then you are allowed to violate the lesser Esser. If you weren't the one who caused it, then you can't, right? And that would explain this case, right? Tosfot in Shabbat, when Dav Dalid points to this again, says, well, in this case, you told him to fill up the produce, and therefore you're somewhat liable. And that's why the Talmud Chacham could be mafresh Shalom and Amukav to prevent the Amaretz from eating Tevel, because it's his fault if he eats it. A second possibility is that it's only where someone is posheya. Right? If someone is posheya, if someone is responsible for his own sin, so then you can't violate an isser. But if he's not responsible, So then you don't have to worry about it. Some distinguish between a mitzvah rabbah, right? And that's why by purvu, right, we allow the master to free his chatzi shivcha chatzi b'achorin, so she can be mekayim purvu. Now again, there might be other things going on in that sugya, yeah, but it could be that by certain types of mitzvah we would allow it. Similarly, some rishonim say by mitzvah shel rabim. Tosfot notes this, right? If you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudid on Einom Rim Ladam Kadeshi Yiska Chaverach, I'll give you 8 different positions. Right, some say that a tikkun kohanim, you can do it. Some say that only when the isser is going to come passively, so then you can't get involved. But if he's still going to do an active isser, then you can do an isser to stop him from violating another active isser. Some say it depends. If the person who is going to violate the isser is going to do it b'shogeg, then you can stop it because he's not as responsible. He's doing b'mezid, then it's his fault. And some distinguish between a sheva al tasa and a kum vase. This is in the Shara Melech. Right, all types of different explanations. Again, you can go through the sugya at length. So Amar Rebbe Roa. So Amar Rebbe Zeira. Midivri Shneim. But we learn from both of them that chaver sheshilach lechaver tzarach laaser. That if a chaver sends to a chaver, you have to give meiser. Because Havan Boy Maymar, because you might have thought that Mandam Shal Nechal Chaverim Lechom and Shalom Mina Mukaf. Then when we say Chaverim don't give, then it's when it's not Mukaf, Vizeh Chaver. So this is a Chaver. Tzarachulaser he has to give. Mandam Mutav Shitrom Shalom and Mukav Lo Yachal Amaretz Tivalim. The one who says that it's better to give Shalom and Mukav than to give Amaretz Tivalim Vizeh Chaver. In this way, the one who picks it is a Chaver. So Tzarachulaser. Sorry, the chaver who sends the chaver must pick, or the second guy must pick, right? Because he's not going to be worried about it, and therefore he's not going to be separate Shalom and Amukav to protect him, because he doesn't need to protect him. Now, presumably, the reason that in this case it's okay and it's not a violation of Ein Chaver Motzi Davar Mederechad Yado is because we're dealing with a case where he's telling him to pick, right? And that solves the problem. The Marafulda says that it's a case where he sends it to him, and then he gets into the problem of in chaver motzi davar mitachad yado she'eino mitukan, and he just has to assume that that's happening, even though it's very, very, very problematic. The alternative, the Rosh Trilio and the Pnei Moshe say, is that no. Is that we're talking about sending produce, but we mean not, as we just interpreted, the picker needs to separate, but that the sender needs to, exactly in line with what we've seen before. Shabiona boy, hachad avet lechaver. So in the first part of the brayta, you treat the one who picks the produce as the chaver. Because you said when he told him to fill the basket, he must be mafreshit, and Amaretz won't be mafreshit, which means you assume he's going to keep the halacha. But in the last part, you teach his Amaretz. So, because you tell the person who's picking it that he still has to be mafresh. So, Rabbi Yossi, kan mekan Amaretz. Ela b'shul echad shumitakin. It is an Amaretz, but we tell him because maybe he will do it. Hu nikra chaver. Right, meaning most Amaretz won't listen, but some who will. So the Braita talks of an Aretz, it's giving a psak as being mafresh demai because it considers the possibility the Amaretz will keep the halacha. But in terms of the chaver, let an Amaretz pick. So Rebbe Paskins that he has to separate Truman and Meiser for the Amaretz because maybe he won't. Okay, you know what? Let's stop there because it's going to start something new. So we'll pick up on the bottom of your Gimel Bet.